You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and it's that time of the week again where we get to yarn all things science and technology with journalist Ray Johnston. Welcome to the program, sis.
Oh, thanks for having me back, sis. Excited to chat science and tech today.
Lovely to have you back again, as we do each week. And first up, quite a serious topic to discuss on our science and tech segment, where researchers say the rate of alcohol dependence among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is actually similar to that of the rest of the population, sis. Do tell me more.
Yeah, this is a really interesting finding because, you know, there's really common negative stereotyping of our mob and our use of alcohol, you know, portrayed in Australian society and in media as being, you know, at far higher rates than the rest of the population. And according to this research, that's just not true. You've got around 1 in 45 Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people reporting that, you know, we're dependent on alcohol, but that is a similar level to the rest of the population. And to find this out, researchers, they went and surveyed a whole bunch of communities in urban areas, in remote areas, you know, Indigenous, non-Indigenous, to get a sample that lets them estimate just how widespread alcohol dependence is. Mm. And they found from this study that overall 2.2% were likely dependent on alcohol, and that this rate didn't change the more remote people were. So that 2.2%, it actually, you know, comes out as 17 people out of 775 people. You know, not the 1 in 45 that, you know, was previously thought. So it's really interesting. And this is just one study, which is important to note. And it might not be a reflection of the broader community, but I feel like it's worth looking at.
And that 2.2% rate is quite a low statistic, sis.
Yeah, it is, especially when, you know, media and, you know, even health organisations and just the information that we're given on an everyday basis, you know, is made out to project that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, most of us, are dependent on alcohol or drugs or other substances. And 2.2% is nothing. Like, that's pretty low.
Now we go from talking about the rates of alcohol dependence among Indigenous people being similar to that of the rest of the population to talking about dinosaurs, sis. And what do you have to tell us about dinosaurs this week?
Well, we've learned a bit about tyrannosaurs this week.
Okay.
And we've got some new research by the University of New England's Paleoscience Research Centre that says that fat-footed tyrannosaur parents would have struggled to keep up with the kids. They say the young tyrannosaurs were actually faster than their huge, you know, big multi-ton parents. Hmm. And to find this out, they researched and analysed a collection of fossilised tyrannosaur footprints to learn more about the way the animals aged and how they moved. And it came out that, you know, as the tyrannosaurs got older and heavier, their feet got more bulky. Yeah, and this makes sense for an animal that's getting larger and needs to support its bigger body weight. But it also suggests that they got slower as they got older. So it's the little ones you'd have to watch out for.
Sounds like they're too quick for their parents, those tyrannosaur young ones, sis.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we go now from talking about research showing fat-footed tyrannosaur parents would have struggled to keep up with their kids, and we go to a subject which makes me feel a little bit creeped out. You're going to tell me something about extinct giant cloud rats in the Philippines, sis. Do tell me more.
Yeah, the Philippines, it was once home to three previously unknown species of an unusual group of rodents with fluffy tails, and they are known as giant cloud rats. And they found this out with a new fossil discovery. You know, all three of the newly discovered species are thought to be extinct, but we can't be sure, which is really exciting and by the sounds of it, a bit creepy for you. But this discovery, it was made by an international team of researchers including some from the Australian National University, and they're called buot. That's what the giant rats are known as locally. They're only found in the Philippines. And they live in trees and eat leaves and buds and seeds. But their evolutionary history in the area, it stretches back about 14 million years.
Wow.
When the ancient relatives of these rodents first arrived in the Philippine region from the Asian mainland. And several of the newly recorded fossil species come from a place called Kaleo Cave. And Kaleo Cave is where an unknown species of human was found in 2019. And these rats were actually found among this human. So they were able to adapt and survive, you know, huge climate changes over millions of years. And the researchers are thinking, you know, if they've survived all these climate changes, you know, what has caused them to become extinct? And the timing of the last recorded sighting of these species, they think, might offer a clue. So there's been rock art that's been found to show these, you know, giant cloud fluffy rats around 2,000 years ago. And this is around the first arrival of, you know, animals like domestic dogs and pigs and monkeys into the Philippines. So while we can't say for certain, they think that this means that humans likely played a role in their distinction and in their extinction, rather, not their distinction. And, you know, one of the reasons for this as well is they were giant. They weighed about a kilo. So it was probably worthwhile to hunt and eat them. And I think that, you know, maybe the humans have hunted them and eaten them. And yeah, some of these fossils that were actually excavated decades ago in the 70s and 80s, but they were sitting in the museum just waiting for someone to have time to do a detailed study on them. So, yeah, it was not really a surprise, but it was a bit of a surprise to find out that they were species that we hadn't really heard of before. Might still exist, might be extinct. We're just not sure. Giant cloud rats, they're exciting.
Now we go from talking about the Philippines and their giant extinct cloud rats, which has totally freaked me out, sis. But we go to talking about an Outback radio telescope, which has actually discovered a dense spinning dead star. What can you tell us about this story?
This one's so exciting. So astronomers have discovered a pulsar, which is a dense and really quickly spinning neutron star sending radio waves out into the cosmos. And they found it using a low-frequency radio telescope on Wiradjuri country over in Western Australia. And this pulsar was detected with the Murchison Wide Field Array Telescope, which is in the remote Midwest region. And I was actually lucky enough to visit this telescope array a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, and visit these telescopes. But this is the first time that scientists have discovered a pulsar with this telescope. But they definitely don't think that it will be the last. And they found this discovery while processing a whole bunch of data that they collected as part of a big ongoing survey. So these telescopes, the radio telescopes, they look up into the sky and they just collect a whole bunch of information that then needs to be processed by all of these computers. And it takes a really, really long time. So, you know, we get discoveries coming out of it and, you know, we just have no idea what's going to come next. But this discovery about these pulsars, I'll explain to you a little bit about what pulsars are.
Can you please do? I'm getting a little bit lost here, sis. keep with you. I'm with you. Yeah.
So pulsars, they're born as a result of supernova stars. So when a massive star explodes and dies, it can leave behind a collapsed core, the collapsed core of the star, which is known as a neutron star.
Okay.
And they're about 1.5 times the weight of the sun, but all squeezed into an area of only around 20 square kilometres. So it's really, really, really heavy, and it has super strong magnetic fields. And these pulsars, they spin really fast, and they send out this magnetic radiation from their magnetic poles, which are really, really strong and powerful. And every time that radiation sweeps across our line of sight from Earth, we see a little pulse. And that's why we call them pulsars. It's like, imagine a giant cosmic lighthouse in the sky. That's okay. What's happening out there. And wow. This newly discovered pulsar, it's more than 3,000 light years from Earth. So it would take 3,000 years traveling at the speed of light to get there. Wow. And it spins about once every second. So that's really fast compared to regular stars and planets. But in the world of pulsars, that's pretty normal. And a spoonful of material from a neutron star, it would weigh millions of tons. It's just unfathomable. It's really, really difficult to imagine something like this. But their magnetic fields, they're some of the strongest in the universe, about 1,000 billion times stronger than anything that we have on Earth. So we can use information from pulsar stars to do physics that we can't do on any of the labs on Earth. So finding pulsars and using them for physics is one of the reasons that this whole telescope array was set up on Watchery Country over there in the first place. And, yeah, this finding is really exciting because processing all the data from, you know, these pulsars is really challenging, and these results really show the potential for us to discover more pulsars with this telescope. And you never know what we might find out about the universe and about our creation from it.
So good to learn more about space with you. And I do think you have potential to be an astronomer, having you hear you talk about space like this, sis. Absolute potential there.
Oh, I'll take it. Thank you.
It's been great having you on, Ray Johnston, science and technology journalist and Wiradjuri woman. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on our regular science and technology segment, as we do each week. Thanks so much, sis.
Love chatting with you, sis. Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.